Courtney surprise?
Yeah, Courtney surprise.
Courtney surprise. Courtney surprise.
Yeah, what is this Courtney surprise?
Courtney surprise.
I have no idea.
Apparently, Courtney has a surprise for us, so I guess we're going to see what that is.
Hello, hello. My name is me. This is for the Beef Boys.
Yo!
Betwixt the ruby seas, deep in the eye of the storm, a bastion of beef and hope lies nestled in the sand. Four men, almost lost to the deep, now find tranquility within its walls. And now, they're inviting you in for a tale unlike anything you've ever heard before.
I say,
Benjamin. You gotta throw a little.
Wait, I think we have a guest. Yo, Courtney Drake's here.
Hello, Drake.
Holy shit.
He's Courtney in the kitchen. Drake. Right here.
That's
Drake.
Why I can't really hear him.
Drake, is it true you Mexican children?
First.
No! Not my people.
That's why him getting called up to the fucking stand at the in court.
Yeah.
Courtney, mute the R word. It's too early.
And the M word.
And by R, I mean Courtney, yeah. Mute that too.
Welcome to Andrew Boys.
Wait, did you guys hear?
What?
What?
GTA 6 is leaking.
It's out!
Oh!
It's out!
Yeah, we played it.
It's fun.
Subscribe to the Patreon for GTA 6 gameplay.
Featuring Markiplier and Drake.
It's just
and Jack Spadicey. So, Doplex, I'm assuming you know because... The GTA... Twitter does the epic thing whenever anything starts trending where... GTA 6 leaked. Oh my god, I love GTA. I would love to see the GTA 6 leak. I want to see what got leaked. I want to see the gameplay. Hey, I want to see the game. And then it's just people being like, this is Rockstar. This is Rockstar when the guy leaks it.
Yeah, it's everybody thinking
and
they're
it's just
comedians.
All stupid fucking... Yeah. Yeah, everyone's taking their chance to be a funny ass guy. Yeah. And they're all just reposting the same seven gifs of fucking yeah. Drake's just
GTA
like...
GTA 6 looks great. Yeah, or that.
Yeah, fucking stupid as fuck. Yeah. I looked all last night for 20 minutes. I have not seen a single leak because it was all buried by that. So if you can show me it, I would love that.
It's very interesting how just... Quickly, comparing our Twitters, James, because I feel like we have had this discussion, I think even like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Because it seems like your Twitter, like, my Twitter was like 50% those fucking idiots being like, the Rockstar employees when they find you. But then there was actually quite a lot of gameplay like mixed in, whereas yours is like,
I think there was total 90 clips.
I didn't see
don't
a
show them,
one.
Don't show them the gameplay. I think, was it that fucking... Lola Bunny challenge, was that the other one?
Oh my god!
Oh, yeah,
dude.
The Lola Bunny challenge.
For the record, Doplex, I am the one who deleted your more like the last.
That was
one.
You.
I couldn't handle it. I never got to see it.
James never got to see it. Now it's gone. I deleted it off.
That is an executive decision to just make because I didn't get to see it. That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, maybe it was a good one.
I couldn't handle seeing it. It was too much.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Wait. GTA 6 on pause. All right, we'll get there in a second.
Okay, let's talk about Lola Bunny.
Hey, Courtney, take us to the courtroom. We need Andrews to beat the deleting the Lola Bunny challenge accusations.
I don't have to beat any of them. I did it, motherfucker.
Well, we need to figure out your sentencing.
Yeah, did you squat over your phone
it.
And show your pussy lips?
Yo, I'll do it right now.
James, describe the Lola Bunny challenge in 800 words.
So it's a bunch of fat people putting their phone on the ground and... They basically put their phone on the ground and then they take off all their clothes and they straddle the phone and then bend and like just bend over it while they're looking down like this.
Yeah.
And
you get like vagina and butthole shot.
Yeah, you get like full spread eagle vagina butthole.
Yeah.
And so me and Kudos disagree here. It was mostly fat people. And ugly
I'd
people.
I'd say it was all fat. I didn't see a single woman who's like,
one.
Okay, that looks pretty good. Really? I didn't see any.
I saw one,
scrolling.
And it proves
like,
my point
damn.
To me that Kudos said that if a hot person did it, it would be good. I think that that challenge makes everybody look like a disgusting alien and fucking freakish. That a pussy from that angle, I don't care how fucking wonderful it is. It could be every Kim K surgeon that's ever worked on her could come together to craft the perfect fucking fake plastic pussy. And if you do the Lowly Bunny challenge, it's gonna spread open and look like a fucking alien popping out of someone's chest that fucking nested in there for 20 years. Looks disgusting.
Yeah. But I would say I'm pro face sitting though, so like, that's the campaign I run.
That's
on.
Totally different.
That's exactly the same thing.
Face sitting is coming down with a nice. No, but this is your legs are wide open, spread eagle. So when they go down, their pussy craps open like this, and it's just disgusting. It's not.
Give us the randomizer of what it does.
Well, yeah, it does.
I think
it does this.
The randomizer.
Yeah.
that is literally me.
That's fucking perfect. I think the issue here is that in the Lola Bunny challenge and the ones that we've seen and the ones that James was sending to the chat that night, it was all like
that was so funny.
It was like Andrew, you went to film school. I feel like you would know.
I thought you were
going to
say they looked like me for a minute.
No, God, no.
Like, come on.
No, I wouldn't
do
you like that.
That was Andrew's kind of girl. That's all I'm saying.
So I think it's like the issue of the angle, like where it's placed. And like, it's not like I'm going to come over here and sit on. They like walk over to their phone. No, they don't walk over. They do like this like sidestep, like they're fucking doing electric slide in PE class.
Yeah.
And then they like sit over like they're going to shit on their phone and they just hold that
position. It's pretty much, it's pretty much like a Chinese toilet POV.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to describe it.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They're squatting like they're gonna take a shit, which is not how a girl sits on my face.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
That's true.
The pussy looks totally different.
I think that is the biggest. Like that. Yeah, that is like the biggest separation between the two.
Yeah.
Also, what's that thing of? There's a whole subreddit dedicated to it, where like you see something and you see a face in it. You know what I mean? It's like
liminal spaces.
Oh yeah. Actually, wait. Do you have a wait for the audience at home? If you don't know what a liminal space is, it's kind of like this.
Yeah. Do you have an audio?
Here we go.
That's it.
A lot of them
had that. The one that I sent that Andrew deleted, legitimately looked like fucking like Bugs Bunny or like a, like
God
how
it, man.
Like,
it came full circle.
Yeah. It really did.
I want to see it.
Yeah, it looked very.
I just remember.
Horrifying.
I think that was when I went out. I went out drinking that night, and I think I came home at like 2 a.m. I just saw this disgusting, fucking like grotesque pussy that Dopex had sent to the people.
Well,
I was
making
laughing
me
really
laugh.
Hard. It made me sick.
Yeah, it was making me laugh because it was hitting like the fucking pog. Like it was straight up like looking at like. Like the fucking titties or the eyes. Anyway,
really
that's GTA 6.
So anyway, that's the GTA 6.
Yeah, that's GTA 6 leaks.
So we got a bit lost in the source there. So James couldn't find any footage of it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I found a shitload. It's crazy because usually when a leak like this happens, it's like one 30-second clip of someone
and
running around.
It.
And then like clickbait YouTubers will milk that for literally 4 years.
Yeah,
but this
like
is actually
very
like,
detailed breakdowns of every little pixel. Yeah,
but like I think this is like a full like the code.
It's
of
a hack.
The game.
Hacked them.
They got hacked.
Yeah.
So what it was is 90 clips were stolen, and most of them are actually pretty old. I learned today that like literally most of the videos that were leaked are from like 2019 and 2020.
Oh wow,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and
I didn't
like
know
people
they were
are,
working on it then.
Yeah, well, apparently they've been working on it like
they've probably been working
a
on it since
time.
Red Dead 2, I imagine.
Yeah,
like at the very
before.
Least, like. They would have been doing prelim work before, but I reckon once they finish two, they
beginning
probably all moved over.
Yeah, because I think GTA 4 they were working on for a very long time, like probably like 9 years or something. Like they always like start like pre-production and all that shit like way ahead of time, so they probably work on it. Rockstar got hacked, and pretty much they had like fucking 90 clips of GTA 6 surface online. Not only that, but their fucking source code. And I guess the motivation behind it was they want to like essentially strike a deal with Rockstar. I don't know what kind of deal you can strike at that point. You've already leaked everything.
People are so stupid.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like maybe they're going to leak the source code of the game if Rockstar doesn't give them fucking money or something. I don't know. I'm not a hacker. I don't know what goes on through their brain.
I guess that'd be the assumption.
Sure,
like, clips are one thing.
Dopex on his under monitor right now has a notes app open. It's like in all different fonts, like a fucking the Zodiac killer. Give me $1,000 per unit of code. or I'm gonna put it on a billboard in LA.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put the source code of the game on a billboard in like fucking three size Arial font.
It was just like, highway. What is that? Yeah.
What the
honestly,
fuck?
That, just like good marketing.
It just looks like a black billboard. It's just so much. Yeah. There's so much there. It just like confuses your eye.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy though. It's like, especially considering fucking no one's heard anything about the game.
Yeah.
I think the only thing is there was some brief leak about it being a Bonnie and Clyde thing.
Yeah.
That like Jason Schreier or something.
Which,
well, yeah, I really like that that is confirmed because that is super cool. And then outside of that, like, I think there was, it might have been last year, like, just before their investor, like, their yearly investor meeting or whatever, they were like, we're making GTA 6, just because, like, they hadn't done fucking anything for ages, so they were like, oh, shit, we need to, like, do something about our stock, stock price for the investors. We just announced that we worked on GTA 6 with literally zero footage or anything else. They just, it was just an announcement.
More like poopy
left
and
out the
fart.
JPEGs.
Yo.
Put that here, Courtney.
Bonnie and Clyde, more like poopy and fart.
More like cummy and...
That's such a good...
It's an Pixar movie.
Anyway, but I do have a question just to tie to that, because I feel like, you know, I've always...
to tie into what? GTA 6 or cummy?
Both, actually.
Both. No, all right, introduce the game, Doug, please.
Yeah. I'm curious what you boys, like, how you boys feel about games leaking in this fashion. Because I feel like we've talked about this ad nauseum before, of, like, the surprise, the element of surprise in, like, events. And, like, you know, just, like, something you're looking forward to, and then they announce it, and then, like, you know, like, you pee your pants a little. I feel like when shit gets leaked, it kind of ruins that, but I don't know if GTA is kind of like an outlier since they literally have re-released the same game so many times for over almost a decade.
I think that's the thing is, like, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, on one hand, it really sucks that this is, like, this is how we are introduced to this new world, but also maybe if Rockstar weren't the most fucking tight-lipped, like, you know, ivory tower idiots and actually, like, put some shit out. Because that's what really pissed me off about... I've got a bone to pick with Rockstar from my time playing Red Dead Online, which is one of my, like, favorite online things, but no longer, because they cannot communicate for fucking shit. Like, playing other games, like playing RuneScape recently, where Jagex still has a lot of issues, but they are at least in some instances quite open to the community in terms of, like, gameplay and updates and that sort of stuff. But Rockstar, literally, you'll hear nothing. You won't hear a fucking thing from them. They won't hear, like, oh, hey, we've been listening to your concerns. Like, here's why we haven't been doing this. You know, blah, blah, blah. I don't think they've put an update out for Red Dead Online in over a year, and maybe a year and a half even at this point.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Radio silence. No explanation of why, no, like, nothing.
Yeah.
And so
it's even worse, it's for the sake of money. Like, so they don't, like, you know, possibly, like, put their fucking cash cow, you know, GTA Online. Like, oh, if people look at this other game, they're not going to be interested in giving us money for the shock cards anymore.
Yeah.
They'll be able to buy my
cocaine
hookers.
They could have done fucking horse cards or some shit. They could have made Red Dead Online. Red Dead Online could have been just as epic, but they just fucking fucked it for some reason.
They did. You can't. I mean, yeah, that's the thing.
Red Dead Online 1 is based.
I feel like they could have made it work, but for some reason they just like gave up instead of like trying to. You know, Red Dead Online is this amazing world that had so much potential, and then they were just like, but what about?
Yeah,
we don't.
So my thing is. Like, as much as it's like it was an epic event on fucking Twitter to send funny gif of holding gun to guy.
Yeah.
It's like, if 9/11 happened, if 9/11/2 happened, it would be a funny day on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you just want to be honest with yourself, like, it would
mostly
be people making
jokes. Yeah,
FBI looking
for a guy who did 9/11/2.
It literally would be. But that doesn't take away, obviously, from like 3,000 people fucking hitting the gritty to their death from like 78 stories.
Right.
But so, like, it's obviously not to conflate the two, but like shit like this with Rockstar, as much as, dude, Rockstar and I think they're owned by Take Two, which is like the people that make 2K and shit. They're scum. Like, honestly, they're just like
scum.
Almost every company now, their executives are like pure scum. But I don't like leaks, and as fun as it was, I wish it didn't happen, and it will mostly just come back to fuck over a bunch of like mid-level developers and like low-level developers, and they're probably scrambling right now, and it fucked up their whole fucking month, and they're now they have to
and
work
like
14 hours tomorrow. And the people that are working that are most likely working like their video staff that are working on releasing, you know, trailers and everything just got fucked. Now they have to redo everything. They might have to rebuild source code from the ground up, you know, like, and that's going to ruin fucking 100 people's lives, and that's all they're going to do for the next 3 weeks. They're not going to see their family. Like, it kind of just sucks. It's like if a warehouse, an Amazon warehouse blew up, and it's like, let's go, Jeff Bezos just lost $2 billion, but it's also like 800 homeless people that had part-time jobs there just burned to death, you know? It's like
dropping the bucket for Bezos.
Yeah. It's easy to say it's epic, but at the end of the day, it probably just made a bunch of people's lives fucking miserable.
Can I just say, like, a funny, speaking of games with devs erase, the Assassin's Creed just announced like a whole bunch of new shit last week.
Yeah, they announced like new games for some reason.
Yeah, I'm so
really
confused
fucking confused
by that.
But they announced that they're also doing like a Japanese, like a game set in Japan, which
oh
like,
my god,
Assassin's Creed fans, myself included, have wanted that since like that's like number one, like obvious.
Man,
you're
that.
You're pretty much a ninja in every
Go
game.
Back to
Jerusalem. So just do that. Like, I've always wanted that because I'm a huge weeb. But now, like, you've had games like Ghost of Tsushima and other stuff who have like done it probably better than they're going to do it anyway. So it's
yeah,
like the time,
exactly.
The time's kind of passed. I'm still excited for it. But underneath the tweet where they announced like, oh, there's going to be Assassin's Creed Japan, Vicinity 3 replied, now this can get me hyped. Japan plus male protagonist equals win. That's way worse than I remember it.
It sounds like a James White
so
tweet.
So cringe. That is awful. That is a terrible tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so... That is fucking hilarious. I kind of want to retweet
He's
this.
He's definitely
one.
Got a lot of karma on Reddit.
Is it?
He definitely
Assassin's
gives relationship
it's just,
advice.
It's just funny for that to be the first thing in your brain. Like, you're just... You're so, like... niche down and like mad.
I want a man.
Like, not that he wasn't mad in that tweet, but it's just like, to even the first thing you'd be like, I hope this is, I'm happy I'm getting a man, and it's
I hope my character has
it's
a
so
penis.
Strange,
but it's
as long as he's got some big balls on him.
But then he's got that dude's cock. Like, that dude would also be the guy who's like, oh, when I play World of Warcraft, I play as woman because I don't want to stare at a man's ass for 12 hours. It's like, all right.
Well, now the Sigma Creed? Version of that is to play as a woman in a game because they have smaller hitboxes usually.
Oh, see, that's a pro version. Strat. Yeah, that's a pro strat.
Look, here's something that we can all agree on. Japan plus male protagonist equals win. Now, James, hit the randomizer.
Equals win. Yeah, James, hit the randomizer.
How are you? I am under the water. You have too much raining.
This is my favorite bit. Every episode of Beef Boys, this is my favorite fucking bit.
This is so
bit.
Good.
Let's go.
My favorite bit. I love this.
Andrew, what did a French millionaire do to a girl?
Andrew, what French...
Yeah, tell us about the French
Andrew,
rapists.
What a French people.
I don't... Yeah. I just slapped this
Where's
in there.
France?
People have talked about it. Basically, there was an article that went around that just said, French millionaire dentist jailed for mutilating his patients from low-income
genitals.
Neighborhoods with unnecessary work. Ooh. Which is a crazy thing to do.
What a chat.
You know, it's fucked
Let's
up.
Go. That's some Sigma activity.
That's fucking awesome.
The picture they chose is so weird. Gordy, put up the picture.
Put up the picture with the lady with the big gold.
It's just a police
woman
with
oh, that's my girlfriend.
Massive ass.
Yeah,
that's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's James' girlfriend.
She wears.
That's
she goes girlfriend. To a
she
different
got work
country.
Done by him.
She goes to.
She goes to.
He's got a picture of her in his wallet.
Yeah,
I took her to get glamour shots.
Napoleon
just
Dynamite.
Just
a
little you know what's funny?
Glamour shots.
I thought for sure that was photoshopped because, like, her ass is. I want to say it's fake. It looks fake. She looks like she's got like one of those Brazilian.
It might
butt
be
lifts.
BBL, but that's not photoshopped.
Yeah, I think it.
What's
I think
BBL?
It's BBL?
I keep seeing people say that. What is that?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
They just put
that
Botox in your ass, basically.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
I've got that.
Yeah, I thought that was photoshopped.
I got that too.
But that's then there is a video. Thing. Yeah, yeah. But there's a video of her from a different angle, and it's that's just her ass. But like, I don't understand how you're a cop. Like,
oh,
fucking,
you looked into it. Yeah.
Dude, that center of gravity is crazy. No one taking her down, dude. How can a dentist mutilate you?
They like
probably quite easily.
They move your
teeth.
No,
but
around.
like low key.
Like
I guess it's just it's probably just like some journalism
he
moment.
He puts like little C4s under all their teeth with like a 3-day timer.
It's like eating Cheerios and like
very small explosions.
Like in June.
Yeah, I think like it just means Jew? He like kind of fucked things up on them. So they were like, "Doc, my tooth hurts again." He's like, "That's crazy." And then he'll do some work on him and then like stab another one and then they come back. Yeah. Oh, Doc, my other tooth hurts. And I'm like, "That's crazy." My dentist just keeps doing it.
Yeah, my dentist did that and I haven't been back to him since.
Wait, he did that to you like on purpose?
I don't know, because I had two teeth that were like too close together and they're rubbing and like wearing each other down. So he like pulled them apart, but he pulled them apart way too far. And now I get like literally every time I eat, I get stuff stuck in there. And the only way I can get out is with a toothpick.
That is my proctologist.
It's really annoying.
He gaped me way too much.
It hurts so bad.
Now my asshole's way wider than it used to be.
Have any of you guys gotten fingered yet? I got fingered.
I've never been fingered. No,
never been fingered.
You guys gotta, get the fingered.
I think I've been fingered. I'll look into it.
Go to the finger store.
Yeah, I'll consider it.
I'll Google it after this.
I just have a semi-enlarged prostate. Women.
Is that
you mean fingered by a doctor?
Yeah, the prostate. You ever get your prostate pinged
on? Go in there.
I have not. I've had my balls felt like twice though. That was all right.
Yeah,
I've had my balls felt hundreds of times,
a bunch of times because of sports.
Just dude, like a speed bag.
No, dead ass. So in Australia or in LA or Virginia. So like every year, little league baseball, little league football. Every year, my dad, when we were signed, I had to sign my name. My dad had to give them money, and then I had to go behind like one of those Japanese trifold things, and the doctor would fondle my nuts and make me cough. Every year,
told us about this.
I did that a bunch of times for sports. Yeah.
That's and then just my doctor would do it too. So I've had probably 40 nut checks in my life.
And also my uncle a couple times during Christmases.
Hey, that's an Andrew thing, man. That's Virginia. Yeah. I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey, where
only
penis
my doctors
day is a real thing.
Only
and
my doctors
doctor
and my tailors
and
touch
my
nuts.
And my local pizzeria.
Bro, I was literally going to say, and my cashier at my local Pizza Hut.
No, but you gotta figure out what kind of pizza you like. When you go in for your first pizza ever, like when you turn 13, and you get your own, your mom's not paying for it.
It's an Italian bar mitzvah.
Grab you by the nuts and think real hard, and they figure, okay,
you like meat lovers.
You like ham and a sausage.
I used to only have meat lovers when I was a kid, but it's too gluttonous now. I don't know about you guys.
I've never. Yeah. There's way too much oil on it.
It's just
too much. But then I'll get a pepperoni pizza, which is like fundamentally the same thing. That's my favorite type of pizza.
You see, I'm basic. I like cheese pizza and I like cheese and mushroom pizza. I'm like,
it's called plain.
Yeah, I like plain.
Every pizza got cheese on it.
That is true. No, there are some pizzas that don't have cheese.
That's true, but that's the outlier.
Fuck, I love pizza.
Yeah, shout out pizza. Pizza's epic. Stay hydrated. Be positive.
You know what, gentlemen, boys of the podcast, I think we can trailblaze some new stuff here and go out and say,
pizza is
we really like pizza, and I think that's a good thing to stand by.
I think this might be a 300-400K like tweet.
Yeah, you know what else? Somebody tweet out this
Courtney
clip
put
and be
really
like,
big boobs
relatable
on all of us,
like,
we can get really good Twitter numbers.
And fucking
I like pizza,
fat asses.
I like dog.
You like
I
dog.
Like boob.
You like water.
And
don't forget water.
Nap.
And
you like water.
And I like water. I
you like
nap.
Water.
And
nap.
I like pictures. I like pictures of Dream as a baby.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
I was wondering how he was going to wrap it up.
That's beautiful.
That's our next topic. So Dream put out child for people to buy. I'm
that's what the mask is.
Sex pedophile
man in my asshole.
Yeah,
so basically, Dream, did you guys see this? Tom Video sent me this the other night. Shout out. I think Tom follows Dream.
He's got notifications on.
Yeah, no, exactly.
He's been waiting for this moment
about you,
specifically.
Tom.
Yeah,
but
he has like frames in his house.
Yeah. Dream is selling a bracelet that inside contains a flash drive,
which looks like selling somebody a flash drive
is so fucking weird. It always has been.
Yeah.
It always
really
will
suspicious.
Be. It doesn't matter how big you are. Nothing.
Yeah.
Taking a flash drive from a stranger in any capacity is bad. If growing up in the internet, in the dawn of the internet, taught me anything, it is that.
Wasn't there some government agency or something that got hacked, or it was some big company that got hacked, and literally just the hackers just dropped USB, like a USB near the in the parking lot of their office. with like full
someone, like,
fucking mouth.
Up, ooh.
Yeah, oh, what's this? I wonder what's on here. If I plug it in, maybe it'll tell me.
Stick it in there.
That's literally what they did, and it fucking like hacked their whole network. So it's like,
Mr. President, I found a cool USB stick.
It says Dream on it.
You wouldn't pick up a flash drive, would you?
James, hit the randomizer. This is the CIA agent picking up the flash drive.
That was their computer there after they is. Plugged it in.
Yeah,
it turned the entire CIA network into a fucking crypto mining rig.
So when you plug when that happens and you plug Dreeves flash live into your
what? Flash Dreeves flashlight.
I said Dweem's flash live.
You said Dreeves flash live.
You reverted into a Dream fan just to say that.
When you plug in Dreeves flash live with your computer, you'll see.
I see little pictures of him. I say
the first thing you'll see is
I say
baby pictures, which is like the amount of like self importance you have to know that your fans are gonna want your baby pictures is so fucking
creepy.
Some chapters from Dream's old books, childhood emails, old game. My favorite. This is my favorite. Old gaming screenshots. So he was like, he won a game of Fortnite, but he wasn't streaming, and he's just like, oh,
I'll take a picture of this.
Yeah, no, he's playing
hard drive.
He's playing Fallout 3, and like, there's a funny ragdoll, like a guy gets clipped through a wall, so he like takes a screenshot of it, and it's on the Steam page. It's like, it's just that shit. It's nothing.
I wouldn't be surprised if he steals like the Halo 3 used to have a huge community of like taking funny pictures and sharing them and shit. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he just steals stuff and he's like, look, I took this funny picture in 2008.
Halo came out.
He's like, a Forrest Gump, the Forrest Gump of like cool video game screenshots. He was just there for all of them.
Old gaming screenshots, pictures and memes from Dream's personal camera roll and more.
That is so like self.
It's so self-aggrandizing. It's
dude,
fucking
$30. Literally, it's just the pinnacle of parasocial.
I can sell you anything
stuff.
I want.
That.
I mean, people have been talking about this for years on the internet of just like. People lean into the parasocial stuff a lot, some don't, and people are, you know, it's weird. It's a very weird phenomena that happens.
Basically my friend.
But Dream has just taken the taboo-ness of leaning into that and just been like, fuck it. We're going full throttle on this shit.
Yeah. I'm making
pictures.
Money.
See my fucking baby penis, children.
Yeah.
Are you happy now?
What if it
imagine
actually
if
was
they were,
like
very vulgar?
Yeah.
Very graphic.
But it's just like, it's just those photos are like, oh, your mum takes a photo of you and your sister in the bathtub. Ha ha.
Yeah.
But like, then he gets pinged for distributing child.
I would love that, man.
Prison.
That'd be such
prison.
A fitting end.
Yeah.
That'd be such a fitting end to Dream.
Yeah.
He gets put on death row.
Can you still be tried for that if you're distributing child to other children, since that's his entire fan base? Is that still like, can you still get dinged for that?
Yes, you can.
I don't know.
But what if it's of you?
Pictures of
you. Yourself?
Yeah.
Because
if
you're like, I don't actually, I don't know. Fucking, I just to be clear, we don't hate Dream because he's like a popular Fortnite player or whatever. Dream went on Twitter and everyone was like, yo, everyone's making porn of your sister. Who's I'm pretty sure she's like 13 years old. And he's like, that's okay. My fans can express themselves any way they want. And he just, no, literally, that was his response. And like,
sick pedophile.
Any chance he has to pander or like, he just does. He's just like a spineless fucking freak.
Yeah, or
he
like,
will always
like
hit
a,
the gritty for the
there's
sake
like a 100
of
people
dog.
Who are
he
like,
always will.
You know, everyone always like ships him with his like other, you know, his people he streams with. I don't know if he's even worse
friends.
Yeah, I don't know if he's straight or not, but I just remember like ages ago, people used to do that with like Jacksepticeye and like Markiplier
he's
or whatever.
Straight.
And like they always used to say, like, hey, you know, we obviously have nothing against gay people, but we're not gay, and this makes us a bit uncomfortable.
Well,
and
they
even,
were
I mean,
saying
to
it's
fair,
like it's
even
yeah,
if they were with,
fucked up
doing
their
it with a woman, it's that. But then you're like, also,
weird.
Regardless
it is
of
very
like
weird.
The gay or straight, if someone also did that with like a girl you just hung out with on stream,
it would make
or whatever,
you uncomfortable.
It'd be
very
uncomfortable.
It'd be very weird.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, come on, man. I didn't want to have that visualized.
So people do that with him and his like boyfriends. And then but instead of being like, hey, maybe you should not sexualize two people who are just friends, he's like, I'm also part of the shipping. You're like, he's like, yeah, I'm part of this. Like, he's
well, yeah, because Tommy in it came out and said, I'm 17 and this makes me really uncomfortable. Yeah. And it makes me want to stop streaming and stuff. And then, like, a few weeks later, it wasn't related, but it seemed like pretty tangentially. Like, it was too close. Like, Dream was like, you think I can? I'm part of the shipping community. I ship me and all of my friends. And it came like
weeks after.
I draw
pictures too.
It came like week after his lieutenant general was like, hey, I'm a child and you're like drawing pictures of me getting fucked by other men.
Yeah.
Can you stop? it's so fucking weird.
I ship all my friends. I'm drawing Tommy's giant penis right now.
Paws in Dream's mouth.
Also, it's so funny because Dream, people, it's like fully confirmed that people found Dream's old Reddits and stuff, and he was like a huge Trump anti-LGBTQ. Before he popped off on YouTube, he hated gay people. He fucking voted. He was super big on
He's
Trump.
He's like the reverse Ben Shapiro.
Epic. Yeah.
Like, the grift didn't work, so we went for the different grift. He swapped one grift for another.
Yeah, which is so funny, just considering, like, his specific fan base are, like, the exact type who would, like, ostracize anybody who did have that sort of past. You know, like, if it is, like, the complete opposite of their political
centering. Yeah, but they just have the, like, extreme, we pretend we do not see it meme.
Yeah, well, exactly. But honestly, you go and you see like the replies for this fucking Dream Fleshlight flash drive and like the amount of mental gymnastics that these children are doing to be like, it's not weird. I just want these pictures. I don't know why this is weird. Why is everyone making fun of him? Why? This isn't weird that I want his baby pictures and a picture of his baby butt on my wall.
Yeah. it's
grow
it's
your
not
frontal
like it's
cortex
like,
first.
Yeah. It's not like it's like morally or ethically wrong or anything. It's just like, it's just incredibly fucking weird. And at the very least you have to eat that reality that like you can want it and he can sell it, but you're all freaks.
You're all freaks.
Also,
I think that's the best.
It's also a snap bracelet, I think. I don't know if that makes
that
it better or worse.
Those are pretty cool, actually.
But yeah, like, those are cool.
You know what? Never
that
mind.
Looks like
I think
a
it's a good idea. I like
it. Actually,
In fact, we're doing our own Beef Boys snap bracelet flashlight.
Pictures of all of our penises when we were 6 years old. And that's it. Nothing else.
Them all are hot.
Just four JPEGs.
Speaking of our child penises, Doplex back when he was big into child penis. used to get a, because of all the weird websites he was on, his phone number always got like leaked to a bunch of stuff, and he always got scam calls, and he used to answer them and make fun of them
Bring
and then
it
record
home.
It.
There you go.
So
there
that's
is.
Our next
there
segment.
Is. Yeah, that's our next segment.
That was
like
a good.
Those.
That was a great transition. Yes.
That was Thank beautiful, you. James. Thank
and
you.
All of it was true.
Yeah. So pretty much. So I used to get scam calls. Let me introduce this segment because I have something prepared that I want to show you boys.
Okay.
Beautiful. So pretty much when I used to work in sales, I had gotten to a point where I had so many accounts that I didn't have to work anymore. So me and my coworkers, we would just sit in the office all day. It was just us three. And
you were like Jim.
I was pretty much like Jim. I even looked at the camera.
Did you have was there a Dwight character there?
There was a Dwight character.
Who was Dwiggett?
Yeah, there was a Michael Scott. There was Dwiggett.
Was Sabrina behind? Did she answer the phones?
Yeah, who's Pam?
Yeah, and I would sexually harass her every day with no HR department. It was epic.
I'm Kevin.
Yo, that episode where he dropped the chili, that's so epic. I put it on a t-shirt. I have a Funko Pop. Anyway, so I used to receive a lot of scam calls from Indian scammers, and we started fucking with them, and then we turned it into like an event every day where we found this website that was basically people would post phone numbers from like Indian scammers that they would get, and we would call them. And I recorded a lot of the interactions, and I recorded one that I want to show you boys here today. These were all recorded probably back in like 2019. But this one, I added a little bit of visual flair, so there's some subtitles on there. So I'll go ahead and play that now.
Hello? Sexy Rex.
Now, please provide me the card numbers.
I'll give you the card number if you roll your wiener like a booger.
Yeah, I'm rowing.
Well, I want to hear you.
I'm rowing.
I can't hear it. I need to hear you roll your wiener like a booger.
Burger?
Like a booger, not a burger. Roll your wiener like a booger.
What do you want to do?
I want to hear you roll your wiener like a booger, and I'll provide you with the card.
But first you have to provide me.
I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the gentleman. Unless you want to roll your labia like a booger, I don't think you're really of any service to me. Is this Sexy Rex? Okay, I'll give you the card number if you play with your wiener like a booger. I want you to roll it around.
Yeah. First of all, you have to provide me the card number.
No, you go first, and then I'll give it to you.
Don't say like that, Sexy Rex.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're not sexy. Okay.
You're not sexy.
All right, Dirty Rex, do me a favor.
Dirty Rex?
Yes.
I'm not a dirty.
You're not a dirty. Okay. Neutral Rex, neither sexy nor dirty. Please roll your penis like a booger.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm doing.
I'm listening. That's fucking disgusting.
He went in.
Okay, now do me another favor. I want you to shit in your hand.
In your hand.
Oh my god, dude, that's like some shit Max Mofo did back in the day.
Yeah. Holy shit, no, that's literally. Funny. If you want to see more Doplex scam hunting things, fucking click something around here.
Comment your address down below. We'll send you a flash drive with Doplex Scam Hunters.
The full Scam Hunters series.
Yeah.
And Doplex's full docs as well. When you say roll your penis like a booger, what did you envision?
I envision I'm trying him to figure like, out what playing, that like playing with the head like
oh,
this.
Oh, like this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that saying is because, this is really gross, but when I was in first grade, there was a kid named Sonny, and he
V2?
Was...
V2?
Yeah, is this legal to say V2. What you're about to say?
I mean, I was also in first grade. I was also in first grade. There's no video, thankfully. But he
Bro,
was,
you're supposed
he was
to
like,
delete those memories when you turn
18.
Yeah,
no, I put him on a flash drive to send to our fans. But he was part of the special ed class, and he went out into the middle of the playground, and he pulled his pants down, and he started rolling his wiener like how you would roll a booger. Like, he started doing that to himself. And we were all saying, like, he's rolling his wiener like a booger. So for years, I always, like, just the thought of rolling your wiener like a booger is such a funny thought.
And that is, no, I love that term.
Yeah.
It doesn't make much sense, but I love it.
It doesn't, but, like, the fact that, like, he was like, okay, I'm doing. He starts
and
it
was
moaning.
Just like,
First grade is kind of an epic year because it's like, you just go from like such an isolated like little kindergarten to like you're just in an elementary school. So in one time in first grade, this kid Sandeep tried to throw a fucking, he took a chunk of the fucking pavement came out and he tried to throw it at my head and he like barely missed and I beat
the
shit
fuck?
Out of him.
He tried to kill you.
He would have killed me. But then there's this other kid, Sanjay, who...
How many Indians went to your school?
Dude, New Jersey there's a lot of Indians. Shout out Indians. I love Indians.
That's wild. But
shout
never
out
that.
Indians.
Shout out Indians.
But this kid, Sanjay, really liked this one girl in my class. Yeah. And he just, I guess he thought this is what you do. So at recess, he came up behind her and pulled out his penis and started peeing on her. And he was like, we're having sex. And
what?
He peed all over her.
What?
And he's like, I love you. We're having sex. Shout out my boy Sanjay.
Yo, Sanjay's a fucking trendsetter. What a legend.
Yo, I think he was trying really to sell funny. Doplex a scam and Doplex told him to do that.
Yeah. Why? Dude, that's like... I don't know.
That's brilliant.
Like, all he knew was that a woman and a penis somehow means love.
Yeah, so he's like, I know.
What else do you do with your penis other than piss it?
Yeah.
At that age, you haven't figured out, you haven't unlocked the second function yet.
You haven't unlocked the sex card yet. I do have a buddy who did pee in a girl.
You had a buddy that peed in a girl? I had a buddy that peed in a girl too, but I think he lied.
Oh, he lied that he bit.
He's a damn dirty liar.
Well, he was just like, man, I was so drunk that like I had to pee real bad when I was fucking this girl, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna piss inside her. So that he said he did that.
Was it cum shoes? That sounds like a cum shoes story.
Yeah, that sounds like a cum
shoes.
Nah,
cum shoes doesn't have sex.
But that's just the thing. I figured he didn't have sex, but I figured if he did, he'd do it really badly.
Yeah. Well, actually, cum shoes, basically, cum shoes had never fucked, and he was a horny guy, and he put himself out there constantly. Like he went after girls 10 fucking leagues above him. Like, it's kind of inspiring. And he always got shut down. But
would he go stand in the middle of the shuttle court and roll his wiener like a booger?
No, yeah, exactly. So there's one night, you know how, like, after prom, like, people, like, all the seniors like go on a fucking vacation or some shit. All the high schoolers go to Wildwood and like rent out all the motels and just like go crazy.
Okay, but, yeah. I believe you.
So juniors have cotillion, which is basically just like prom junior for juniors. And all the usually this isn't really normal, but all the juniors went to Seaside instead and like rented out like all the, which is just another beach town in Jersey. There's a video of him. Basically, he's leaving the house and someone's like, "Yo, can I borrow $3?" And he's like, "No, man, I'm going." Fuck! Courtney blurp his name or whatever.
Blurp?
Blurp his name.
Someone's like,
blurp his name.
Come shoes, can I have $3? And he's like, "No, man, I'm heading to a party. Ciao, ciao." And he like walks out the door. He's drunk as shit. So he heads to a party and then comes back with this girl that none of us like are really friends with. And she's very like abrasive and like, we call her roast beef because
I think you may have told this on like the second.
Wait, is this the beef?
Well, yeah. Cumshoes had his first sexual experience drunk as a skunk at Seaside after cotillion with this girl that like none of us really liked. So they go back into like the back room of like the motel thing that we're in while we're all out in the living room, and we know that I've known Cumshoes since first grade, so like we're like, finally, like I've been fucking for years at this point. We're like, finally, pussy. This kid's gonna fucking get pussy. Yeah. And then Roast Beef goes into the bathroom. And while Cumshoes is just like waiting in the fucking bedroom, just like fucking drunk as shit on the bed, just like waiting to get fucked, basically. And Roast Beef comes out of the bathroom, goes right into the bedroom, closes the door, and then we go in. My friend Kenny goes in the bathroom, and it just smells like fucking shit.
Oh, God.
Like she blew that shit the fuck out. And then, like 5 minutes later, she comes back out and. She doesn't say anything and she leaves, and she's like, "Yeah, man, we had sex. It was so epic." And then she told everyone in Seaside, so basically like our entire grade, that what really happened was he like tried to finger her and it sucked, so she just made him eat her pussy, but she had just taken a massive fucking shit, so he just ate a big shitty roast beef looking fucking fat pussy. And told everyone he had sex because he was so embarrassed.
Oh God, that's painful.
I feel like after an experience like that, you wouldn't be very mentally okay. You know,
he didn't get no. Like, that's the special thing about Cumshoes. He grew up as the lightning rod of our friend group, so nothing phased him. He did not. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, whatever. Yeah,
this
I did. Whatever.
Epic.
Yeah, I licked her shit. It's cool. He didn't care. It's fucking. Yeah. It's great."
God damn.
It's so funny that sometimes, like, some people's first time is this, like, you know, special moment between, like, a, you know, a girl you've been seeing for months, and you kind of, you know, and then other people, it's
Cumshoes
fingering some
beef.
Girl who barely wiped her ass 5 minutes before, drunk as shit. Humanity is such a beautiful fucking breadth of experience.
Cumshoes has definitely taken the hardest route you can take in life.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, he's getting married soon. Shout out! I wish I could go.
Shout out
to roast Cumshoes.
He wishes. No, not really. Courtney surprise?
Yeah,
Courtney
surprise.
Courtney surprise.
Yeah. What is this Courtney surprise?
I have
no idea.
Apparently, Courtney has a surprise for us, so I guess we're going to see what that is.
3.5 minutes? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's been working for the
money. Pay for this.
Yeah, I know. I'm ready. Let's see this.
Hello, hello. My name is Meat Canyon. This is for the Beef Boys.
Yeah, that's us.
I was told by Courtney to read some of these stories out loud. They're out of context, and I'm supposed to kind of just do as I will with them. So I'm just kind of... I'm curious to see what these stories are. Okay, let's see. Andrew jerked off in his car before church. That's a sin. 100% jerking off in your car in the park, and you know it was in the parking lot. I hope. Let me rephrase that. I hope that it was in the parking lot and not somewhere in the church. If it was in the church, that's a crime. Okay? Actually, it's a crime in your car too. So legally, you should be in jail right now, Andrew.
Yeah, you should.
But also, more really important, you did something illegal in the eyes of God.
Yeah, hit pause.
I agree.
He's spitting.
It was in a cookout bathroom, all
right? Right.
Courtney
is on your way.
Arguably
I know.
That's still illegal.
But it's
illegal.
Funnier this way, Andrew.
It's slightly
that's still illegal.
It's still you are technically still a sex offender. So, I mean,
No. You know. No one saw me.
No, yeah, no you are. That's okay. Yeah, you're a sex offender. It's okay. Hit play.
Yeah, can we do you really want to interrupt our guest with all this conjecture?
Yeah,
you're
Andrew, come on. We don't need to argue semantics. Yeah, we don't need to argue semantics.
Let's end it with this. Andrew's a pedophile.
Okay. So let's think about that for a second. Technically, you're going to hell. So let's think about that.
Andrew, your response?
Andrew, your response.
Fuck. I'm right. The head of the church here.
I don't know. I've seen the significant lack of Father Andrew segments.
Head of
I'm
churches be
holy.
Like scamming people for money.
That's true.
They be we raping kids. They be like performing seances on like African American women to like cure them of spitting. ADHD and stuff. And then they're just
maybe I really am the head of the church.
Yeah.
And you be
and they jerk off and
jerking
cook
off. In, yeah, you be jerking yeah. off in public.
I think that's the New Testament or whatever. I don't
the New Testicle.
Yeah.
All right. We'll Plex see Burley what you guys get.
All right.
Technically, you're going to hell. So let's think about that. Doplex burned his house down on accident because he couldn't hang out with his friends. That doesn't really sound like an accident. That sounds like like you were upset that you
see,
did.
See, now this is bootlicking behavior because that's exactly what the cops thought, and that's why you were in juvie coming and
booking.
No. Doplex is going to prison with me.
No. We'll argue semantics here because it's me. Nope. I didn't do that on purpose.
Me, Kenyon, I can't believe you would side with the police.
I can't. Didn't get what you wanted.
Whatever happened to A-Cam?
Burned his house down on an accident because he couldn't hang out with his friends. How do you burn your house down on an accident? He was
playing with the phrase on his Maybach jeans. It was a different time.
Maybach jeans.
It was a different time.
Yeah,
he had ripped jeans. How are you not
I was
supposed
straightening
to burn
my
the
hair.
Jeans?
No. He's a little arsonist, and everybody
he was
knew it.
He was straightening his hair with a fucking 800-volt straightener and lighting his jeans on makeup. Fire. It was.
Yeah. I really hope Courtney included the part of the story where you then jerked off in a book because you had nowhere else to come in.
And I'm also a sex offender.
You still have a cause. Like, an accident is without cause. Like, oh, I had no idea that my brakes wouldn't work, and I slammed into the back of somebody else's car. If, officer, my house burnt down. It had to do with me not being able to hang out with my friends, all right? But it was an accident. I like to think
that is how it went down.
That is how, it does sound bad. I'm not going
to
lie.
To be fair, he's right. They did not believe you.
Facts, yeah.
It was just.
Like I already did the time.
Night. Like you're going to play some Jenga or Jack in the Box, something very kind of like could have easily passed on the night, but this sent Doplex into a fucking rage and just absolutely torched the house down. And I think it was for fine insurance money. I feel like that was also another crime. So that's two crimes.
Okay, big disclaimer, Me Canyon. It was a rental, so
yes, it was an apartment.
He didn't even get that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they just got the worst of everything.
Yeah, they paid for everything. Yeah. Yeah, they paid for everything, but we were still homeless.
They paid the
ultimate
price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He paid the ultimate price.
Well, you
price.
Weren't homeless. You had a dark
anymore.
Cell and a sexy book.
Exactly.
Your family was homeless.
Yeah, I had a copy of Hatchet by Gary Paulson.
The thought of Doplex's family being legitimately homeless and he just like gets sent to this place
he's
where he's like, I got
a
sexy
book,
I got a bed, I'm eating.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping on the Ronald McDonald bench. I mean,
nothing in here looks flammable. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Your mom's like clawing at the bars on the window. Please.
Let me kill
Eric Andre.
Let me in.
Let me in. You're too old for this place.
In a row. Let's keep going. Kudos vandalized my house with spray soap and firecrackers. Okay. Crime number three. I don't know why you guys need to have to be fucking criminals, but here we are with spray foam and firecrackers. spray.
Firecrackers is a bit of an overstatement. Typical Courtney. Typical Courtney being a woman. It was not.
He shot up my house with an AR-15.
It was minuscule trace amounts of gunpowder in little fucking egg cloth.
Yeah.
Okay. And Dobrik showed up again with a flamethrower and burned my house down.
I would like to point out that the spray foam was a can of like sprayable foam for kids. That's it. And I believe it says it's like mountains of fun. Or
yeah, no, it was
no,
fun.
It's good,
and easy.
Clean fun or something.
Good, clean,
it's
good, fun.
Clean,
that was it.
Good, clean fun.
Yeah. So I thought, yeah, you know,
nah,
what?
Nah.
Innocent.
You're all going
wholesome.
To jail with me.
To be fair, the good, clean fun turned into hard yellow crust all over the house.
Yeah, it turned into like hard yellow cum all over my
yeah.
walls.
Yeah, it literally looked like dried cum. So
yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
What are you?
This is so funny that James
not,
wrote.
Well, it's not Kudos' fault.
Yeah. It is still very funny that James misspelled D's. But Dez.
Yeah, we were even high or drunk at that point.
No.
It was like still early in the night.
It was early, yeah.
I just spelled D's wrong.
Dez. Dez nuts.
Dez nuts.
Oh, spray soap. I might be brain dead. I had several strokes this morning. Spray soap and firecrackers. I feel like that's flammable. I feel like Doplex told him that spray soap and firecrackers would make the house
the grand
erupt
conspiracy.
In flames.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised it didn't. And James fucked a tomato when he was younger. That one is the least offensive out of all.
Oh,
having just even the thought of a
fucking law.
Wait, did Courtney?
Hey, what
did
I
Courtney
do in
omit?
A bedroom behind closed doors with my tomatoes.
You were in the kitchen.
In a kitchen.
There's no closed doors.
Fridge doors.
I think Courtney omitted
none
that.
Of anyone's business.
Courtney
there was
omitted
only
that.
One door around
fact.
James, and it was open.
She also just said younger. Now I could be like 50, and she could mean 30. Like he doesn't. She should have hit him with like when he was like 10.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good point. That is a good point.
You should also sort of specify you're Italian.
Yeah,
yeah, we're missing critical context here.
Yeah, this is very critical
just,
context.
That doesn't make me a crit. You guys are all criminals.
Depends.
That is a good point.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're going to jail.
I'm,
James is on
I'm
the outside.
Kinky.
Yeah. I'm an arsonist. That's, Andrew's a pedophile. And Kudos is a vandalist. And James,
the worst you could
he's
say
just really
is
into
a,
produce.
Yeah, I'm into fruitiality.
Pedophile is sex offender.
You're
thank
a sex
you very much.
Right, you're a sex offender.
You would show up as a red dot on a specific map on a specific website.
I'll show up as a red shot. Dot, but it's not a red dot that's like a danger to your kids.
Yeah.
Hey, but no one knows the difference.
I'll take
yeah,
it.
I don't think
you just show up as a red dot. There's no yeah.
That website's down now, I'm pretty sure. I tried looking up Andrew the other day. Yeah. Keep playing.
Let's see.
Like penis going into a tomato. I think is fine. I think if you want to fuck a tomato, you should be able to fuck a tomato.
Thank you very much. Meat
this man is a
true YouTube.
American.
He's spitting. Yeah. That
thank
is
you very much.
I think it's if you go into the details of being like, oh, I microwaved it. Oh, I baked it first so it was warm. That's when you're
see,
like,
yeah, I didn't. I didn't do that.
Okay. Yeah. That's easy down. But I think just being like, I fucked a tomato. I fucked tomatoes. I'd be like, that sounds like, I feel like that's like a city farmer. Like somebody who has a chicken coop in their backyard in a city, I would realistically believe that they fuck like fruit and vegetables.
Not chickens?
I thought he was going to say I thought he was going to equivocate
chickens.
Me to someone who fucks chickens.
Yeah,
which
I thought
would
I thought
not
so
be
too.
Fair.
Yeah.
That would not be a fair
excuse
but
me,
he
sir.
Didn't, so it's okay.
I'm going to make that argument.
Go ahead, make the argument.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was going to just say that it is
my counter argument is that's untrue.
Well, I can't argue that.
A draw.
Looks like I lose this one, fellas.
It looks like you're off the podcast.
Damn.
Let's see where meat was going with fruit farmers fucking chickens. Right.
And I'd be like, I feel like there's probably something good skincare with fucking a tomato. Tomato juice, I think it's good for your skin. Probably
it's
has
very
a nice
acidic.
Smooth
that's
cock.
Not true. It hurt a lot.
Feel inappropriate for me to say that. I'm going to get off here.
You were talking about a child penis, me, Kenyon. So.
Now you're the criminal.
The penis isn't childlike anymore. It's a more than a healthy size. But at the time, it was child penis.
I see. So,
and Cody put a photo
to jail
of that
with
here?
The rest of us.
Yeah, and if you
Courtney,
want to see
put
it,
my dream flash drive
penis
here. Courtney, hire an animator on Cameo to fuck me tomato.
Fuck me tomato.
Beef boys, have a fantastic rest of your day. This is
no, you do.
Oh God, this Let's is from Courtney.
Go.
You know, So there it is. You guys are fucking criminals. I hope you all are put up behind bars. Besides James.
Thank
which
you.
Which I say, join a community
garden.
What
the fuck?
Thank Goodbye. You.
What a legend. Damn.
Thank you, Courtney. I've technically edited for you before. So I think you just knew
that's true.
Yeah, thank you, Courtney. That was fucking epic.
That
also,
was
thanks
really
Meat Canyon for doing a 4-minute cameo for what I'm assuming
is... Yeah, shout
is,
out Meat Canyon, honestly.
I mean, I don't think Courtney spent hundreds. Like, for him to do a 4-minute cameo is crazy.
Let's
go. What a legend.
Legend.
Dude,
yeah, no, he's doing some good epic. Cameos. So if you want a good cameo,
James,
hit him up.
I gave James White $25 for like 60 seconds of him just flopping around on the ground.
That's swag. I like it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Me Canyon.
Yeah, shout out Me Canyon. That was awesome.
Also,
thank
shout
you,
out Me Canyon's Trisha Paytas.
Yeah.
Dude, that cartoon was
so
fucking
funny. I don't know how he turned that around that fast.
Yeah, Trisha, like, already just grosses me out just, like, in her human form. So, like, seeing her, like, exaggerated like that is, like, it almost gave me nightmares.
She's like a walking Lola Bunny challenge.
Yeah,
she is. But you got to put some dried
really
up toilet
is.
Paper all around the pussy.
Yeah.
Well, Courtney, that was well worth the
thank
surprise.
Thank you, Courtney. That was a
thank
great
you.
Surprise.
That was
thank
epic.
You, Crouton. I appreciate that.
Thank fucking you, legend.
Shout out, Courtney.
Prez from the Discord asks, if you could have any memory perfectly ripped from your mind to 4K, what would it be? You still have the memory in your head, but you just now have it on video.
Probably James fucking a tomato. Well, no, my memories.
It's not your memory. Stop trying to take his memories.
Now, would it just be something that you want to relive again, or could you rip something that could prove to be very beneficial for like content reasons?
Yeah,
that's a good wrench in our little gears here. I mean, I think it's more so just so you can watch it back and it's not clouded by the fogginess that is your memory.
Yeah,
it's like
your
perfect
hippocampus.
Yeah,
I think I'd probably rip the just because I want to know. I just want to experience what that was like again. I would rip the first time I jerked off, which was to the 2009 MLB All-Star game.
I'd probably have me meeting like all of my best friends, including you guys, like for the first time, just to see like how that interaction went, because it was probably really awkward. But just see like
I can remember
like,
ours.
Yeah, well, it'd just be interesting to I guess ours are slightly less exciting because they were online. I'd still take it. But then, like when I met my friends back when I was like 13 and shit, be like, oh, that'd be interesting to see. Just like
that'd be a good
knowing
one
what I know now about them, and then like when I met them back then, it'd be kind of cool. Or being born.
I was just about to say
that. That's child.
Nobody has
literally
like
a kid
mom.
In a grown woman's
that's
pussy.
Mom porn.
Mom porn.
Yeah, but I bet your little boy, I bet your little fucking dick was out there.
Nah, it'd be censored.
Your dick was coming in and out of your own mother's grown vagina, dude. That's pedophilia.
It kind of is, actually. I never thought about it. Yeah, woman.
Yo, giving birth is fucking. Someone cancel giving birth.
Women need to be canceled. Women need to be canceled.
Women
have been
kind
of pedophilic for far too long.
By nature. Yeah. Honestly,
dude,
biology,
you know those
kind of problematic.
No, for real though. You know that text where it's like anxiety, you're gay, depression, you suck.
Yeah,
and
then
I made this really funny one the other day about Katy Perry.
No, I made that, bro. I got like 500 likes. They should make the third one that it's like any mom giving birth, literally a child's genitals inside them. That's probably some stupid opinion that people hold on the internet somewhere down on a 4chan.
No, I was about to say
women are inherently pedophiles. They have children inside of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say Doplex saying like biology kind of not okay. I was like that is 100% like a thing on
but
Turning Point
take.
USA.
Yeah.
Some like dipshit conservative who's like biology is not actually woke anymore.
If your mom didn't get a C-section, looks like you broke God's number one rule. No pussy.
No pussy contact.
That was the first of the Ten Commandments. What's that?
No pussy.
What movie is it from where he walks out and he's got two big slabs of stones? He's like, God's given me 20 commandments, and he drops one.
Is that a
Family Guy bit?
No,
it's a Family Guy.
I swear that's a Family Guy bit.
It's really funny anyway.
It's from a Mel Brooks movie. It's a Mel Brooks movie. He walks out with three commandments. He's like, God has given me 15 commandments. And one of them falls and breaks. And he goes, God has given me 10 commandments. And I can't remember which movie it's from. But it's a Mel Brooks movie.
Dude, isn't he Jewish? That's bullshit.
Yo.
He is Jewish.
What does he know about commandments, bro?
Yeah.
All they know is gefilte fish and...
We share the Old Testament. Christianity and Judaism. The Torah is like just the Old Testament.
Bro, you can't share these fucking balls.
That's what it is.
Share Dez nuts.
The Jews get them on weekends and holidays.
Yeah. I say probably like a really epic memory of like that one. I'll do that one.
What about you meeting Sabrina for the first time?
Oh yeah, you know that's locked in here.
What about you finding the dead body in the gutter in Mexico?
What about you getting shot up in a car?
I try to block that out. Yeah, maybe something like that. Maybe some Mexico memories. I was thinking more like, you know, like happy memories, like being a kid,
not
like,
insanely like, depressing ones.
Yeah, like maybe like, you know, like epic gaming nights with like the boys when you're in like elementary school.
Yeah, that's true.
Or something.
That's
yeah, some
right.
Shit like that.
I say,
I feel like that'd be cool. Little pizza party.
I say,
that kind of
little pizza party.
Andrew,
I say,
Oh, yeah, no, I had nothing. I was going to say giving birth for the meme, because no one's ever actually had that. No one can ever actually, like,
remember
chilling out in the womb.
I remember the smell.
Like,
and the
it's
big
time
w.
to go!
Well, your eyes are, like, as a baby, you can't see anything for, like, the first 4 months, so I guess if you did get it in 4K, it would still just be blurry.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. Just be like audio.
Yeah.
Audio.
I want my money back.
Ordeal. That would be kind of interesting, just hearing like the first things your parents said to you.
I thought it was like the pussy sounds like, of you coming
you
out.
Rendered out, and it's just like, you just hear your dad go, ugh. Like, what the fuck, man?
Well, first it's like, it's muffled screaming, and then just like loud pussy sounds.
James, hit the randomizer, that's what it is.
Yeah, hit the randomizer.
This is giving birth.
Where is
Pig? That's
the baby screaming because everyone's fucking talking over.
Let me speak.
Anyway,
Slippy Dong Bag asks,
the king.
These questions may have been answered before. If that's the case, please see question two.
Don't read that part.
So now there's a question two, but I think Doplex very rudely crossed out question one
because we already answered it.
So I'm gonna read it. If you could have any.
We already
weapon
answered
slash
it.
Piece of technology from any fictional universe become real, what would you pick? Now, I would pick this thing from Star Trek where they had
we already answered
this.